This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome to D&D, Dragon of Depression. This is a show about depression and all things nerd-related. Some of the things we're going to talk about, for example, is video games, movies, TV show, card games, and all other things that are nerd-related. I'm your host, Nathan Headley, and occasionally our special guest on, where we'll talk about the impacts that nerd-related stuff has on our mental health. Hey guys, this is the intro to D&D, Dragons and Depression. It's good to do the intro. This is just talking a bit about myself and why I decided to make this podcast. A little bit about myself. I'm a comedian. I do comedy. I've done comedy all over New Zealand. I've been outside the world, but I haven't traveled the world. Maybe one day, who knows? I struggled with depression in the past. I've struggled with my depression in Christchurch back when I was dealing with the death of my brother. Found it quite hard, and and during that time, I found comedy and doing new stuff quite a good outlet for me, which is why I've got a passion for comedy and video gaming. Also, another thing about me is I'm studying my bachelor's at the moment. I'm studying the Bachelor of Health Science, majoring in mental health and addiction. Yeah, and I'm quite enjoying that, and because I have a passion to want to help others going through some of the struggles that I went through. Yeah, which is why sometimes you can often find me working at Taranaki Retreat or working at Salvation Army helping others. A bit about my nerd background. I'm into a whole bunch of range of nerdy things, as well as comedy. I'm into movies, TV shows. Main things I enjoy is anime, anything Marvel or DC related, and anything fantasy. I like. I'm also into Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon. My gaming, I generally play on Switch and console, but I do enjoy the odd PC games, such as like Age of Empires and games like that. They're quite fun. I like to be quite strategic. Here's a fun fact. Last week my gaming my PSN account got so temporarily suspended. I think that's what you call it, temporarily a temp ban. I was really upset about it. I was like, damn, this is an account that like I've had for so long. And to be honest, I started the account as like a fake account or like a spam account, just so I could try out playing this game called Apex Legends and do it when I'm facing bots, pretty much. Bots mean like shit players, pretty much. So if your son calls you a bot or your kid calls you a bot when you're playing with them, then pretty much means that you're shit at the game. Just being honest. If your kid calls you a bot again, you're shit. So I made that account, and I was real upset. I got temporarily suspended. I was trying to play a game and try to log in, and it said I got a temp suspension. And then I like hit, because the email address that's linked to, I don't have access to, so I was quite gutted as well. So I had to go into the PSN and message one of the help people, and they told me I got suspended because apparently I sent a shitty message to someone, and I was like, I haven't bullied anyone online. Apparently I did. Who knows? But the reason why that account was so special to me is because a friend of mine gave me the name. So I got a nickname, Porky Pig, and I got it from this guy from China who I used to play with, and we used to play Apex together. And I was looking for a name, and he told me to use that name. He said people remember it. So, yeah. and he passed away like last year, so anyway guys, we're gonna go do our first song and I'll be back.
I am the very model of a cartoon individual. My animation's comical, unusual, and whimsical. I'm quite adept at funny gags, comedic theory. I have read from wicked puns and stupid jokes to anvils that drop on your head. I'm very good at fancy dances, I can even pirouette then smack the villain with a fish, I know my cartoon etiquette. I can make my face all mean and really give you quite a fright. Then make up with flowers made of real exploding dynamite. When in a jam I just yell stop and villains in their tracks are froze. Then I sneak up and utter start and pick my hands and honk their nose. I am quite proud to be in such a hierarchical progeny. From Daffy Duck and Tweety Bird to Babs and Buster Bunny. To suit my mood, I can call forth a lot of different sceneries, like outer space and desert scapes and Himalayan eateries. From this bag here, why, I can pull most anything imaginable, like office desks and lava lights and Bert, who is a cannibal.
See, and that is comical, unusual, and whimsical. We are the very model of cartoon individuals.
Welcome back guys, hopefully you enjoyed the song. That's one of my favourite songs from a cartoon called Animaniacs. I discovered that song like I think last year or the year before that, and I just enjoyed it. They got other bunch of great songs too. Highly recommend to go and give it a watch. I'm playing this new game recently. I don't know if you guys, like, if there's any other gamers out there who do this, but whenever you're playing a new game and you end up getting, like, lost in the world of that game, like, you just end up getting, like, so into it, like, you're like, this is real life. I know it sounds really, like, bad, and probably what I'm saying, I mean, I feel like I've got to go and touch grass after this. but I'm playing Ghost of Tsushima at the moment, and I'm like, damn, this is so amazing. Like, it's so hard to, like, so hard, like, games these days are becoming real realistic with their movement of, like, grass, water, and everything, and you're like, damn, I just want to be in this world for, like, that brief moment. And I feel like when you're playing a lot of games like that, like, you feel like that when you're playing, like, for me, when I play, like, games like Skyrim or Ghost of Tsushima at the moment, I feel like that, like, I'm in that world, and I feel like everything outside of that world is, like, gone or like not impacting me at that time. It's kind of like an out of body experience, or like taking certain substances. I just realized I probably couldn't say the substance I was going to say on the radio, but yeah, it's probably like taking some substances or some over-the-counter medication, like high, like really good over-the-counter medication. That's what I think I probably feel like if I was to explain it. Another thing that guilty pleasure of mine is like collectibles. I really enjoy collectibles a lot. Like I think Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon are so good. I was in Palmerston North last week, or when this year is, probably like last month, I was in Palmerston North, and I was studying addictions, and I was about to go to this place called Valkyrie Games, and I was about to turn to my lecturer and go, I'm about to buy cardboard crack, but I realized that I'm an addictions student, and I probably shouldn't be saying that. I probably shouldn't have said it on the radio as well, but my bad. Please forgive me, Access Radio Taranaki. I've been really enjoying like buying cards, but I think like the whole thing was that I feel like with some games, like there becomes a point where I think it becomes too much of like an addiction or like gambling. Like for when you're opening packs, like I think a lot of times people are opening to find that big money card. Like with Pokemon, like people are trying to find that Charizard or that money card. Some people spend a lot, like, I think some people spend $2,000 on Pokemon, like, a month just when the new set releases. Same as, loot boxes like in games. Like, I know I spent like $300 probably all up on Fortnite, but I know some people spend a ton of money on loot boxes and try to get the best skin and try to get the best gun. And I feel like games should probably stop doing that and like stop trying to promote gambling or loot boxes. Because like, I don't think it's enjoyment for people who can't afford all the new gear or the better gear, and then they lose to people's money when they probably spend twice as much time on the game. But like, if you are spending a lot of time on a video game, you should probably go out and exercise, or as I say, touch grass. If you are spending like 50 hours on the game, like, get a job. Anyway, we're gonna go on to the next song, and then I'll be with you guys after that.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
Classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds.
Welcome to D&D, Dragons and Depression. You're listening to Nathan Headley on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And the song before that, you're listening to one of my favourite bands, Imagine Dragons, and that was Thunder. And as in the movie Ted says, grab your thunder, buddy. I'm not going to say the whole thing, okay, because there's a swear word in it. I'm not beeping myself out. Unless, I'll do it actually. And as Ted says, grab your thunder buddy and say these magic words. Beep you thunder, you can beep my beep. I can't remember the rest. But I beeped out the words, so that's something. Apologies on the words. I still can't believe I did that on radio. Anyway, Anyway, I'm also into movies and TV shows, as you can tell before with Ted. I feel like one thing that really drew me to superheroes, superhero in general, I think it's the way that they kind of present themselves. And I feel like heroes, like in the midst of like everything, feel like gave me hope a little bit. Like after my brother passed away, I feel like reading comics and seeing all these heroes with all these amazing powers was like, damn, hope one day that's going to be me. And then as you get older, you realize, oh, you can't get powers. And then you start thinking, oh, maybe one day I'll be Batman or Iron Man. And then you're almost reaching your 30s and you're like, it's fine. Maybe one day I'll be a police officer. Who knows? And I think probably once you reach your 50s, you're like, oh, I'm just happy with my life. But yeah, I do feel like when you reach a certain age, like the hero thing is still there and you like heroes, but you don't want to be one. But then I feel like part of, like, if you got lots of money, you kind of do want to still try and be like Batman or Iron Man. I think it's a weird one. I know for me, like reading comics was also a good way to help me read as well, because I didn't really like reading normal stories and using my imagination growing up, which is really weird to say, but I never really enjoyed reading words. I liked looking at the pictures. And I think with comics, you're able to kind of read the words and read the pictures. Same as like car games. Like as I mentioned before, you can Pokemon, although they do have the downsides. I think they've got the upsides when you can read the cards and learn more from reading. I feel like games and comics really help with reading. Like, I know it's kind of a weird thing to say out loud. Like, I know parents are like, now he's encouraging my child to buy Pokemon because it's going to help him read. But I think they do help in some way or another with reading. Yeah. That's just a food for thought anyway. Another thing is with comedy, and I feel like comedy at a time when I started doing it and watching it really helped me with the grief when I was younger with my brother. Like, I remember my friend putting on Rhys Darby at the time and me watching that. I was like, this is really funny. And then I ended up just going to my friend's house and we used to watch like Fred Dagg, Billy T. James on DVD, you know, Fly the Conchords, and all those things that really helped me in a time when I probably didn't want to, when I was a teenager, I didn't really want to deal with stuff that was happening to me at that time. And then as I got older, I discovered more and more comedians, and just was like, man, I think I could give this a go, and I ended up doing it. And I think performing comedy and watching comedy helped give me that sense of purpose that I needed in my life at the time, which is really weird because, like, I didn't really have any other motivation to do anything. Like, I tried doing dairy farming and I thought I was going to be good at that, but I wasn't. And then I tried getting into working at BP, and like, I enjoyed BP, but I wasn't really good at that at the time. And then I think, like, comedy at a time where I was passionate about it. And then I got depressed, and then doing comedy about my depression helped me discover, like, my own another passion as well, which is helping support people. And I think with comedy, like, not only did it help me gain my own understanding of my mental health, but also helped me help others struggling. Like, I remember doing my shows and people coming up to me and like hugging me, crying, and it was really weird. People coming up and doing it after a comedy show, like, I thought I was like, oh, should I trigger them and I made them cry? But really, like, they were saying it was a good thing. Like, they said it was good that I was able to kind of hear what they're saying and say it in some form of a joke. Yeah, I think, yeah. And I remember one time too, after a show, some guy came up to me and he wanted to show me the metal plate in his head, and he kept banging his like fist in his head, and I kept telling him, like, please don't do that, sir. And I kept doing it, but like those moments where I had someone cry and hug me, and then that guy doing that really made me realize I need to learn how to help these people. Anyway, we're going to go to our last song. It's a really good song. It's by one of the legends of New Zealand music. It is a Slice of Heaven. Welcome back. Hopefully you enjoyed Slice of Heaven. Such a good song. Really amazing. Also, by the way, before I forget, you're listening to D&D Dragons and Depression on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, and I am Nathan, your host. If you guys have just tuned in, thank you for it. I'm about to end up, so apologies. But if you want to catch the rest of it, then yeah, feel free to listen to it on the podcast that we have. And if you've been listening for the whole episode, then thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And yeah, this is just a taster of what's in store, what's to come for this podcast. And hopefully you guys can tune into the next one. Thanks for listening to my podcast, D&D Dragons and Depression. If you want to listen to more of the podcast or previous episodes, check out Access Radio Taranaki website, or check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We'll tune again next week on Monday at 5 p.m. If you want to get in touch or find out more about what I do, look up my Facebook page, Nathan the Comedian. It's also a great way to see when I'm doing my next comedy show as well.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.